everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get a preview of the OHL Cup Tournament, powered by Under Armour, that's coming up next week in Toronto. The top minor midget players from across the province and the United States come together in Toronto for the big tournament. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Robert Thomas of the Hamilton Bulldogs. He picked up 7 assists in 3 games and was a +2 last week. He had 3 multi-assist performances, helping the Bulldogs clinch the OHL East Division title. The 18-year-old from Aurora was drafted in the 2nd round by the London Knights in the 2015 OHL Priority Selection and went on to be a 1st-round pick of the St. Louis Blues in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft and was part of Team Canada at the recent World Junior Hockey Championship. Meantime, players who move on to the Ontario Hockey League and eventually the NHL often come through the OHL Cup. The 2018 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League, begins March 13th and goes on through March 19th in Toronto at Scotiabank Pond, along with Mattamy Athletic Centre for the championship game. Daryl Woodley is the director of OHL Central Scouting, and he sees minor midget players across the province throughout the season, and I caught up with him to lead in to the OHL Cup. With Daryl Woodley from OHL Central Scouting, and Daryl, let's talk about the OHL Cup Tournament coming up next week. Always an exciting time for your team and everyone around minor midget hockey, both in Ontario and the U.S. teams as well. Look forward to next week for us. I'm sure it's going to be really exciting times coming up.
Yeah, it is. You know, this is the one big tournament that not only the scouts look forward to, but these players have been, you know, prepping and working hard all year to get to this event. This is their Ontario Championship. This is their end of their minor hockey careers. So these teams have played hard, battled through playoffs, battled through regular season, injuries, everything to get to this, which would be like their Stanley Cup for minor hockey.
And we've seen it over the years. These teams, they have their own, in some cases, league championships, but then this is what they play for. This is the cream of the crop because all the top teams come together all at once.
Yeah, exactly. The format's now set up that it is for the most part, you've got to do well in your playoffs. So you get all the league championships, you get the semifinalists, and you know, depending how strong the leagues are, you get a lot of the good teams from those leagues. You know, they play hard. There's series built in now to get into the wild card games. There's series built in to get into the tournament. So it has evolved into quite the elaborate process now with the team selection, and by doing all this, we've really focused in on getting all the best teams here because you've got to win to get here, basically.
As you watch this tournament and certainly entertained by the quality of hockey, from a scouting perspective, where do you see it with you and your team? Because, of course, you've seen these players all season, but at the same time, I'm sure looking for players to really step up in important games like this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like you say, we've seen them all year, so we've got a pretty good idea of what every player does and what their strengths, weaknesses are. But yeah, like you say, this is a time where you want to see who elevates their game in the big game. So who at, you know, quarterfinals on Saturday, who elevates their game? Who really elevates a game 4 of the round robin to get them into the playoffs? You know, scouts love to see that because, you know, when we're drafting players into the OHL, you want winners. You want kids that are going to be able to elevate and take that next step in the big crunch or the big high stakes game. You want to make sure that those guys are the guys that are on your radar.
For people who haven't had a chance to follow the minor midget loop this season, what team should they be keeping an eye out for coming up?
It's going to be a good tournament. You know, the Toronto Marlies have been the team to beat all year. They went coast to coast, being the top-rated team in the OHL Cup, top 10. But, you know, there's a lot of other good teams. You know, York Simcoe really finished the year strong, winning the OMHA championships. The Mississauga Reps battled the Marlies right down to Game 7 in the GTHL final. So, you know, don't expect them to roll over easily in this tournament either. And then, you know, you're going to always have your underdog. You're going to have a team that, you know, is playing well at the right time. And probably, you know, the Guelph Griffins, for me, won the silver medal at the OMHAs, are just a team that works really hard. They're going to be in the Marlies division, I believe. So, you know, you'll have to watch them. And, you know, this tournament, there's always a surprise or two in the round robins and an upset here or there. So, Yeah, that's why it's such a great event.
And we see it, the fact that not only OHL Central Scouting all over this event, but it seems to be a who's who of OHL scouts, general managers, coaches. You look around the rink, it seems like you'll probably trip over someone from an OHL club.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I said earlier, this is kind of the last kick at the can for, you know, guys to get out and look at some of these players. And I know this is time because it's so local that you get some coaches that'll just come out to have a look and see, or, you know, assistant GMs, GMs will want to come out and see these teams for one last time, even though they've probably seen them enough, but you just want to reassure yourself and have that one last viewing to make sure that what you thought is correct.
And we're less than a month away from the OHL priority selection. I'm sure that date is creeping up quicker and quicker.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're almost a month to the day, a little under a month to the day. So I'm looking forward to that. That's always an exciting time of the year. And, some of these kids you'll see with this event will move either up or down certain teams' lists.
That was Daryl Woodley of OHL Central Scouting. Reminder, the OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour, comes up next week, hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. You can check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com for updates throughout the tournament. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings, and the Sioux Greyhounds remain the number one team in the country, with other OHL representation coming from the Kitchener Rangers, who move up two spots to number 5, the Sarnia Sting are at 6, and the Hamilton Bulldogs at number 9, with honorable mention this week to the Barrie Colts. Numerous OHL graduates are being recognized in the university sports system right now, as their regular season has come to a close and playoffs well underway. Ontario Hockey League has the list of award winners. There are numerous award winners from OHL graduates, whether it's Defenseman of the Year, Most Valuable Player, Goaltender of the Year, and many, many more, including also All-Star teams. Once again, OntarioHockeyLeague.com has the complete list, as it is a who's who of OHL grads. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. After this weekend, just one more weekend in the OHL regular season, and then it's the playoffs. We'll have more coming up on next week's show. For OHL News presented by Bauer, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.